Hey, this is Mark Haberstock. Welcome back to the Solopreneur Playbook podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about scoring a touchdown in your business. And here's what I mean. So everyone who starts an online business has a different goal in mind. And we call this goal your end zone. Now, everybody's end zone looks a little bit different, right? For some people, it's to make $1 million. And for others, it's to generate passive income, just enough of it so that they never have to work again. And some people just want to be able to make enough that they can leave their 9-to-5 and maybe work and live on their own terms, right? The funny thing is, most people, especially the successful, never actually score a touchdown. Instead, they get to the red zone. So for non-football people, that's the 20 yards right before the end zone, okay? Most people get there, and then their idea of a touchdown changes and their goals become bigger. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the biggest reason most people don't score a touchdown with their business is because they start out focusing on how fast they can score that touchdown, instead of just focusing on what they need to do to move the chains to get that next first down that takes them closer and closer to the end zone. Now, anybody that's ever watched a football game knows how rare it is to ever run a play that's designed to go from the far end of the field all the way down to the other end and score a touchdown. What everybody does instead is just try to get to the next 10 more yards that they need to get the first down. And if they end up getting a touchdown off of that play, that's great. It's a bonus. But they're making calculated, smaller plays that, when executed consistently, have a significantly higher chance of getting them to the end zone. It might not be as flashy, it might take longer to do, but it's more consistent. And this is the problem with solopreneurs today. All you see online are the stories of people who ran a Hail Mary play and scored that touchdown on the first play. The people who made $1 million in 6 months or something like that, right? You're just seeing the ESPN highlights of business. And now everyone else is trying to run that same low percentage play. And they jump around from strategy to strategy, trying to capture lightning in a bottle, just like somebody else did. What they don't realize is they're watching highlight reels, right? It's just a small percentage of the people who are successful like that. You don't see the majority of the people who failed. There's a reason football teams almost never practice a Hail Mary play. So why should you try to reach your end zone in the exact same way? Instead, what you need to focus on is using a playbook that has a series of plays with a much higher success rate, and that, when executed consistently over time, will compound and lead you to that end zone. So if your touchdown is to make $1 million, you should first focus on making your first dollar, then your first $10,000, then your first $10,000 month, and so on. Focus on what it takes to get to the next first down. Tailor your actions and your efforts towards that. Do that consistently, and over time, you'll have all the touchdowns you ever need. Remember, the steps that you need to take to be successful to get to your next first down are likely going to be different steps than if you were to just go straight for your touchdown, right? The process is going to be a little bit different. So on your path to your touchdown, you know, the steps you're going to take to be successful in getting your first down, they're going to be much different steps than it'll take to get your last set of first downs right before your touchdown, right? The steps you take to go from, you know, 0 to 6 figures a year are much different than the steps you take to get from 6 figures to $1 million a year, right? So focus on what it takes to get the next first down. Tailor your actions and your efforts towards that, and do that consistently over time, and you'll have all the touchdowns you ever need. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Establish what it is your next first down is. What goal or milestone are you focused on reaching today, tomorrow, and every single day until you've reached it? Remember, if you're focused on your touchdown, you're gonna skip steps. Steps that need to be taken that compound over time. So for example, one of your first downs should be to generate at minimum one lead every day. Until you can do that, it should be your only focus, besides, of course, serving the customers you already have, but it should be your focus. Whether that be creating a lead magnet and setting up an ad campaign, shooting content that drives people to an opt-in page, or whatever that may be, that should be your first goal. Once you've achieved that, once you have one new lead come in every day, you can now focus on bumping that up to 5 a day. And then maybe you start shifting your focus on generating a sale a day. But here's the key. Now that you've figured out what it takes to generate 5 leads a day, it makes sense to focus on getting the sale. If you focus on getting a sale day one as your first down, you'll have nobody to sell to because you aren't generating multiple new leads every day that you can nurture and sell to. Does that make sense? So remember, these goals, these first downs, they aren't just trivial goals that you set and that you put up on the board, like I made 10K in a month. That's cool. But making $10,000 in a month means nothing if you don't have the structure, the process, and the systems in place to do that every single month, month over month. These goals should represent something in your business that drives further momentum and makes the next first down easier to get to. So that's why these steps just can't be skipped. And by focusing on these micro milestones, you'll be able to string enough of them together to create enough momentum in your business that you eventually lead to your touchdown. So that's all I have for you today. It's just a quick one. If you like the episode, consider subscribing, leaving a review. And if you want the tools and resources to help you grow your online business, head over to solopreneurplaybook.com. All the links are in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next one.